Coming up next, it's the Tom Abraham Show with me, Tom Abraham. Now back to more Talking Ball with Scott and Drew.
Thought Greeny was next.
No! Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, we need to get that fixed, don't we? Program director?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Tom.
See,
come on,
here.
Tom.
You're not usually here when that comes on.
No, I'm not.
So, see, now you got to hear it.
Yeah.
And he also says on Unleashed, I'm just going to go ahead and say he makes fun of all of us. He says 97.7 The Zone all the time. It's 97.7
ESPN The Zone. Yep.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
We digress, and now we regress back to important stuff, and that is the state high school baseball playoffs getting underway in Montgomery. They got underway yesterday. And Steve, before we bring in Austin, Drew and I have been talking about this because last year, Drew is at state softball right now and Steve Moulton filling in, but we didn't get to go through any of this last year. The kids did not get that. The seniors lost.
Yep.
No state soccer championships, no track and field championships. There was no state softball championships. There was no state baseball playoffs, no state baseball championships last year. And we talk about how fun it is. We talked about Javon Harrison doing so well. But, I mean, these kids, this has to be a thrill. Yes, you're back there playing, but we're actually playing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to feel, talk about a long time for a payoff.
Yeah.
On some of these certain schools, Hartzell making a fantastic run right now. I just feel for the kids that weren't able to compete last year, but it's fun to get back to pseudo normal now that we're all taking our masks off and getting vaccinated.
All right, let's go out to the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline and bring in our next guest of the morning. Does a fantastic job. He is the scouting director for Prep Baseball Report. They bring you wall-to-wall amateur baseball coverage in the state of Alabama. The state director he's very familiar with, and the state director is David Sharp, former Huntsville High head baseball coach. His son, Austin, now is the scouting director for Prep Baseball Report and does a fantastic job, knows the ins and outs when it comes to high school state baseball. And we thought we'd bring in Austin now to help us break down the high school state baseball playoffs, which got underway yesterday with the 5A state title game, a game that Russellville took over Pike Road 3-1. Austin, you are with Scott and Steve this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on, and thanks for all that you do for sports in the state of Alabama. Excited to be here.
Well, good. And let's start with game one yesterday, Russellville and Pike Road. We got to see Russellville extensively take on Madison Academy in what we thought was going to be one of the best series, if not the best series, in all of the state baseball playoffs. It lived up to its hype, and Russellville went on yesterday to get game one against Pike Road.
Yeah, when we got the first bracket for Class 5A, it was kind of, you didn't want to look down the road, but you looked and saw that potential Russellville-Madison Academy matchup at the North in the semifinals, and Russellville obviously was able to win that series in three games, and they got off to a good start yesterday. Jackson Lindsay, a senior first baseman who's headed to UAH, had two doubles and sort of led the way for that offense, hitting in the three-hole. Right-handed pitcher Emmett Green went all seven. It went six and two-thirds. They handed the ball over to junior Reed Hill to get the final out. Pike Road actually had the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh with one out, I believe, but Reed Hill was able to come in and shut that game down. So you know, it was a great game and a great way to get started down in Montgomery.
In terms of overall talent, you mentioned about tell me about what you are seeing from a talent basis that we could potentially see on the next level next year, Austin.
Well, I've told a bunch of people that I think there's some really good baseball in the state of Alabama, and I think it's, from the top of the state down to the bottom of the state, sort of starting in the bottom of the state and it's sort of in the Mobile area with Maddox Brunt. I'm sure you all have heard of him, a left-handed pitcher at UMS Wright. He signed with Mississippi State, and The reports coming out earlier in the spring that he had been up to as high as 98 or 99 miles an hour. And, you know, that's really impressive, especially for a left-handed pitcher in high school. And we got down to see him in the middle of the spring, and, you know, he was up to, I think, 95 when we saw him. And then going up, Birmingham got some great talent with Hoover and all those Birmingham schools. Hewitt Trussville, Vestavia Hills. Dothan's a good area for baseball. And up in Huntsville, you've got Sparkman, Florence, Madison Academy, Phil Campbell, Russellville. And you know, I've told a bunch of people that there's some really good baseball in the state of Alabama. And I think it's showing this week in Montgomery.
You mentioned Hoover, and their head coach is Adam Mosley, a coach that you are very familiar with. Your dad's very familiar with. Former Grissom baseball coach. Austin, they come in 26-20. They don't have the most impressive numbers as far as record goes, but Coach Mosley has done a fantastic job of putting guys in the right place for this team to get to the 7A championship.
Yeah, they come in with a 26-20 record, which, you know, isn't really impressive by any means, but, I mean, they come in, we mentioned in high school baseball, when you get to the area playoffs, or the area, you're 0-0. It doesn't matter what your record was in the preseason. You just got to worry about finding a way to win those six games and find a way to get into the playoffs. And that's what Hoover's done. And credit to Coach Mosley and his staff. They've done a great job sort of piecing that pitching staff. They rely on a bunch of sophomores. And then a senior right-handed pitcher, Matthew Hawsey, who will throw game two for them. Brewer Smith, a sophomore right-handed pitcher, who will throw game one. And you know, you knew they didn't get off to the great start at the start of the year. You knew they had as much talent as anybody. And I remember telling Coach Mosley after they got beat, I forget what their record was, but it wasn't good. Just telling them, I mean, you knew that Hoover was going to be there at the end, and they found a way to get into the playoffs, and it's really no surprise to us that they've made it to Montgomery.
Westbrook Christian yesterday on the diamond for game one. Will Knowles, he's a name that a lot of UAH fans need to get to know because he is signed, and he will play for Coach Hunter Royer next year. Tell us a little bit about Will Knowles.
Yeah, that's a great get for UAH. The left-handed hitter, he hits in the three-hole for them. I think he had a big RBI single up the middle last night in the second inning. He also pitched on the mound and went all seven innings. I think I got him up to 82 miles an hour on the fastball, but went all seven innings. Didn't give up a run. I think he gave up five hits and struck out, I believe, six. But he's going up against a really talented lineup. GW Long is I think they've won 16 out of the last 20 state championships in Class 2A, and they beat them. This is the same matchup in 2019, and GW Long was able to sweep that matchup. But Westbrook Christian got off to a great start last night, and it all started with Will Knowles on the mound and at the plate.
I did want to pivot back to. I realize they're not playing again until tomorrow. But that Auburn-Hoover matchup, well, what are you looking for in that matchup, Austin?
When the season started, those were, when we do our rankings, those two teams were at the top with Hoover number one and Auburn number two. Obviously, Hoover didn't get off to the great start, as we mentioned, but Auburn has been as steady as anybody in Class 7A. They come in with a 34-6 record. I put their pitching talent up against anybody. In any classification, they've got, you know, probably 11 or 12 pitchers deep that they can roll out in a three-game series and get, you know, be really competitive against good lineups. And I think, I mean, they'll need that pitching to go up against Hoover this week. But I think the real question is what freshman Coach Simo is going to roll out this week. 2 weeks ago, Henry Allen, a freshman, came in and DH for them in the three-hole. He just committed to Mississippi State, and he had a home run and a double 2 weeks ago. And then last week, outfielder Cotter Cosby got inserted at the bottom of the lineup and scored two of the runs in a game two win over Central Phoenix City. So I guess I'm just waiting to see what other freshmen they have down there in Auburn. But it should be a great series. They've got a bunch of upperclassmen, as well as Hoover. So that's one of the series that I'm really looking forward to down here in Montgomery.
Well, you mentioned a lot of SEC. There's a lot of SEC schools that are going into the state of Alabama and plucking kids out. And Westbrook Christian, again, this team is loaded. Samuel Dutton is also headed to an SEC school, right? He's headed to LSU?
Yes, he's headed to LSU. He's a senior. He's a right-handed pitcher, but he actually hits in that lineup. He hasn't thrown. I think he's thrown probably four or five no-hitters this spring, but he hasn't thrown over the last couple of weeks. I think he's dealing with some. I think he's trying to rest his arm, which is smart. You know, it's, you want to be able to compete, but safety comes first for these players. So, you know, wish him nothing but the best and a full recovery if it's, you know, if it's a serious injury. But I'm not sure what it is. But he's still contributing offensively for them. He hits in the two hole for them, and he's getting the DH. So wish him nothing but the best, and he's had a great career at Westbrook Christian.
Wow. I mean, and I know the whole season kind of winds down with these events in Montgomery. Is there any kid or two that has popped up on your radar that previously wasn't heading into this regular season, Austin?
Well, there's a catcher that I actually texted my dad last night. I got to see J.W. Long, and we've got a showcase coming up this Sunday, and I was looking at the roster for our showcase coming down yesterday, and I saw this Vander Hayden kid and saw that he was an eighth grader from GW Long. And I, once that game got started last night at 7, the Vander Hayden kid was actually catching behind the plate, and he looked really good. He jumped out to me.
An eighth grader. You said an eighth grader. Yeah. I just wanted to point that out.
an eighth grader, and especially playing catcher. Yeah. for high school team and a really good high school team with GW Long at that. So that's impressive stuff.
Well, let's get your thoughts real fast on another local series that has a lot of people up here with their eyeballs on, and that is the Hartsell Tigers. Oh, they open up their best of three series later today. They will take on Faith Academy in that 6A state championship game. How do you like, or well, what intrigues you about this series, and how do you see it kind of playing out?
There's a ton that intrigues me about this series. I think these are two really evenly matched ball clubs. You look at Hartsell playing as hot as anybody as of late. They've got pitching on the mound with JT Blackwood, Elliot Bray, who's a junior who's going to Auburn, and then Caleb Pittman behind him in game three. Will Turner, another left-handed pitcher who's a junior that's going to be headed to Auburn. In that lineup, you've got sophomore outfielder Colvin Mizell, who's headed to Alabama. He's sort of leading the way, both, you know, with power and can get on base and you know, cause some trouble on the base pass. He hits in the two hole for them. Brody Morrow, a junior first baseman, Drew Carty, Eli Snelson. It's a really complete ball club, I think, is what we've said. You've got two freshmen in that lineup, JoJo Williamson and Peyton Steele, and you know, I could spend days talking about these teams, but Hartsell is as deep, both, you know, at the plate and on the mound. When you look at Faith Academy, they've got pitching as well, and they've got a bunch of guys who are headed to Division One program over the next couple of years. They come in with a 32-5 record. Hartsell at 29-14. You know, that's one that I've got circled for today. It's going to be a long day here in Montgomery with games starting at 10, running all the way up to 7, but that's one I've got circled that I'll be at 4 o'clock at Patterson Field today.
You like Hartsell?
We have a podcast, and we have our picks. I'm going to let you go listen to that. I'm
a podcast. A homework assignment.
That is a
– a homework assignment.
That is a true professional right there. That
Truly.
All right, Austin. Well, I tell you what, we're going to let you enjoy that baseball. It's playing all day down there in Montgomery. You got Patterson Field, Riverwalk Stadium. Before you go, though, tell us a little bit about the showcase coming up for those that may want to see more baseball.
Yeah, we've got a big showcase coming up this Sunday at Spain Park. It's the Future Games Trials as well. We've got a few other showcases. You can find all of those on our website at prepbaseballreport.com/Alabama, and then follow us on our social media at PBR_Alabama. We've consistently got content coming out, especially with the state playoffs coming up, and we've got rankings, tournament showcases. So
and a podcast. You know,
yep, podcast apparently, right?
So, yeah. All right, Austin. Thanks for taking the time to join us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.